Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah intertwines the idea of the 3 years of Chazakah together with the law of Edom Zomim. Edom Zomim is an idea of false witnesses who come and testify to something, and the Torah says that if they're proven to be false, that they need to pay the compensation of what it was that they tried to inflict upon the person that they were testifying against. So the Mishnah tells us how Yushnayim Me'idin Oso Shachala Shol Hashanim. If you have two witnesses who testified that a particular person ate 3 years of chazakah in a field, and therefore they say that the field should belong to him and not to the previous owner, v'nimtzu zomimin, and then subsequently were found to be false, mishalmin lo hakol, they have to pay the entire amount of the field that they wanted to take away from the original owner. Shnayim barishona, shnayim bashniya, shnayim bashlishah. So what if you have two witnesses on the first year, two witnesses that say he ate and acted as the owner during the second year, and shnayim bashlishah, and two witnesses about the third year. So then, and then they're all proven to be false, mishal shim b'nehem. So they can divide into thirds what they owe back to the person they tried to take it away from. There is a pay kasher zomam, but they divided among the three of them because each one of them was a participant in a third of the falsehood. Now, if you have shlosha achim, if you have three brothers, ve'echad mitzarif imahim, and one of them, and one is a separate witness that is combining with them, that is to say, you have one brother is testifying in year one, and another brother is testifying about year two, and a third brother is testifying about year three, and another individual testifies with them about all 3 years. Therefore, even though they're three brothers and they're disqualified from testifying together, but their testimony can add up with the other independent witness. So Hare Elu Shalosh Edios is considered to be three separate testimonies. And since it is considered to be three separate testimonies, even though they are brothers, even though they're Krovim, even though they're relatives, it is not disqualified because of them being relatives, since it's considered three separate Edios. However, the Mishnah says, Vein Edos Achas La Zama, when it comes to paying Kasher Zamam, paying back the compensation to the person who was potentially wronged, it's considered to be one hazama, and kasha zamam. So we say, as we said earlier, we can divide up the kasha zamam, the compensation they have to pay, among each other. So it would come out that each brother would pay 1/6, because they would combine for each year with the other independent witness. So each one of them would be that for each year they pay a third, which is divided between the two people, the independent aid and the brother. Therefore, each one of them is paying a sixth for 1 year. Each one of them is paying a sixth for the second year, and each one of them is paying a sixth for the third year. And therefore, it comes out with a total of all the component parts that are necessary in order to compensate the victim.